Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 13, 1806. Redistributing cargo and crew. Due to the loss of the canoe yesterday, the crew and cargo are divided among the remaining canoes. The captains plan to purchase another canoe as soon as they can. They have only a couple days to reach Fort Rock and the Dalles. Here they hope to leave the water and continue on land. Captain Clark writes,
"The loss of one of our large canoes rendered it necessary to divide the loading and men of that canoe between the remaining four, which was done, and we loaded and set out at 8 o'clock a.m. past a village immediately above the rapids, where only one house remains entire, the other eight having been taken down and moved to the opposite side of the Columbia, as already mentioned. The addition of men and baggage in each canoe renders them crowded and unsafe. Captain Lewis, with two of the smallest canoes of Sergeant Pryor and Gibson, and crossed above the rapids to the village on the southeast side with a view to purchase a canoe of the natives if possible. He took with him some cloth and a few elk skins and deer skins. I, with the two large canoes, proceeded on up the northwest side with the intention of getting to the encampment of our hunters, who was directed to hunt in the bottom above Coosats River, and there await the arrival of Captain Lewis. I proceeded on to the bottom, in which I expect to find the hunters, but could see nothing of them. Captain William Clark, April 13, 1806.
Captain Clark searched the area for the hunters, but not finding them, became convinced that they were farther upstream. Captain Lewis arrived, having purchased two canoes at the Indian village for two robes and four elk skins. He also purchased four paddles and three dogs from the natives with deer skins. By that time, dogs constituted a considerable part of the party's subsistence, and with most had become a favorable food. Coosats River was named on the trip down the Columbia in 1805 and is now known as the Wind River in Skamania County. The parties camped for the night between Collins Creek and Dog Creek. Tomorrow, the missing hunters.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.